That's not very nice of us to suddenly pull you up okay. here and just start looking at paper.
Tell me when you're ready.
Please go ahead. We promise to pay attention.
All right. Thank you, Chairman Colton, Commissioners, and Director Williams. I'm Lori Hineska Brown, and I manage the non-game wildlife program. So I'm John's counterpart who manages all the things that you can't hunt. So it's a lot of species here in Montana. And before you is the proposal for spending the annual allocation of the non-game tax checkoff funds. These funds come from taxpayers who make a contribution with their annual state tax filing. And this is a relatively small pot of money to bother you with, but by state statute, as quoted on the cover sheet, you do have to approve the proposed expenditures. The non-game program, just so you know, is pretty diverse in its work to include species monitoring, conservation, and habitat management. We do some research as well. And a small portion of that work is supported by this money that's shown on the cover sheet. Typically, it's about $40,000 to $50,000 of work annually. And for those of you maybe in particular who are new, I did bring a report that we put together in 2018, which covers program achievements from 2017 and some from 2016. So I can leave that on the table. Work items proposed for 20, and it is for fiscal year 20, one of the cover sheets was mistaken, includes contributions to maintain our statewide bird conservation coordinator. So this is a position who has oversight on statewide bird management, monitoring research, and then this is Allison Bagley. She also provides a lot of coordination with other organizations and entities who are also working on bird conservation. The other funding for this position comes from state wildlife grant funds, which, as many of you know, is a federal funding source, and it does require a non-federal match. So we use some of this non-game checkoff money to match those dollars. The next item listed is a contribution to the work I've already kind of mentioned. It's generally inventory monitoring and conservation work on species of concern, and those are non-game species primarily. And again, that money is often used to match federal funds, so we're leveraging those non-game checkoff dollars by using them as match. The next two items are relatively new for this cover sheet anyways. However, this money has been used to support prairie dog conservation previously. The idea behind this $15,000 is to assist with sylvatic plague control, which is a disease that kills prairie dogs, as well as incentivize landowners to keep prairie dogs on their lands. And this is a small part of a much bigger discussion, which is going on across the range of the black-footed ferret, and that is the idea of incentivizing private landowners to maintain their prairie dogs in the interest of reintroducing black-footed ferrets down the road. So this is a new program because primarily black-footed ferrets have been recovered and reintroduced on either federal or tribal lands. But the recovery goals for the species have not exactly been met. And so the idea is to kind of spread this work across private lands in the western states. It really requires very little from private landowners because the idea is simply to allow them to maintain their operations of cattle grazing and let their prairie dogs be so that they can feed some ferrets. The next item is one that has been approved for the past 3 years, and that's just $5,000 to promote wildlife viewing and outreach. And that money in the past has been used to build wildlife viewing platforms as well as secure public access for a viewing site in Region 1 that was just accomplished and finished this last year. And that's to provide access for a site that that carries several hundred sandhill cranes during the migration period and really serves as a good viewing opportunity for folks in Kalispell. And finally, the competitive graduate student stipend is used to support research focused on non-game species management or conservation. And this really is to encourage more non-game research by the universities in Montana. And that in the past has gone to support a number of habitat projects or research studies, as well as songbird and grazing projects and a few other things. So with that said, we recommend the commission endorse the proposed work to be funded by the checkoff fund as listed on the cover sheet for FY20. That I'll stand for questions.
Thank you. Can I get a motion, please?
Chairman, I'll move to that the commission tentatively approve the proposed non-game tax checkoff work plan for fiscal year 2019.
I would second that, Mr. Chairman.
I have a motion and a second. Any comment from the commission? This is a proposal. Is there any comment from the public? Either here and out in the regions, look a little scarce in the regions. Okay, back to the commission. Seeing no further discussion, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you very much. That's good stuff.